It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm sorry, what?
What happened here?
Sorry.
Hang on. No, we've already done Golf is Ruining My Life for this week. Why?
It's not Monday, is it?
Well, hang on. Hang on a second. Let me just check. I feel like we've just sort of woken up. What's going on?
Drop on a Thursday / Friday, depending on when we release this.
Depending on how much editing is required.
So, listeners, lovely, lovely listeners, it's like Christmas morning for you, I imagine.
Well, it is like Christmas morning because we did do a Christmas morning drop, didn't we, last year?
We did.
Yeah.
Numbers didn't perform quite as well on that as I would have imagined.
I didn't want to pick up our listeners on that. I felt like that would be churlish to have a go at them. But then, you know what, Tom? We don't care what the numbers are. We just want to talk about golf.
We ideally
and also
with
check
some
the numbers quite a lot.
Yeah, as long as we're going in the right direction, yeah. I don't mind. This is an emergency Golf is Ruining My Life podcast release, so we can clear our inbox.
We've hit the threshold of emails. I don't know about you, but I'm a zero on the little red notification email. You know when you
yes.
Look, some people have got like thousands unread emails. I'm a zero guy. It's got to be nothing on there. And the Golf is Ruining My Life inbox was getting too much. So we thought, do you know what? The only way to clear it out is by reading them out loud on an extra podcast. Bonus!
Sometimes when I see celebrities post screen grabs on Instagram of their WhatsApp and they have like 300 red messages, I think, who the hell do you think you are, mate?
What are you doing?
Get back to these people.
Yeah.
It's probably
yeah.
your mum in there, mate.
I would offer that as a service. I would find that celebrity, go up to them. All right, Jamie Lang, come here, mate. You go in this little booth, and it'd be called a WhatsApp booth.
Right.
And they'd log in, and you'd have to sit there, and you don't leave there until you've finished your dinner, a.k.a. done all your WhatsApps.
Cleaned your inbox.
I've been having a lot of... Can I just tell you very quickly about my panic WhatsApps this morning? Because I'm playing with my mate Jimmy on Thursday.
Oh, Jimmy McGee.
Jimmy McGee.
Lovely Jimmy McGee.
On tea, Jimmy McGee. And it sounds like a kid's book, that. And I love him, and I can't wait to play with him. I've not played with him for ages. And we just can't find a course. It's too wet. Everywhere's closed. The weather's bad. It's a nightmare. Both our courses are mud baths at the moment. So we're like, oh, let's go out of town. Maybe we'll go down to Kent or something. I've got to be back for the radio show. He's got gigs. It's logistically, this really isn't in the emergency pod, but one of the great things we haven't spoken about much on this show is the logistical nightmare of being a golfer.
In winter in the UK, I think definitely.
To find these great big slices of time and weather where you can all meet up, your whole life is one long, what they call those doodle poles, doddles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The amount of doodle poles I've done for golf trips.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a nightmare. So there's been a lot of panicked WhatsApps this morning. And Jamie was like, at this rate, love, I'm worried we're not going to play on Thursday.
And that is a disaster.
We are playing on Thursday.
The worst thing about those doodle poles as well is you get the people who reply again, well, Thursday's not ideal. I don't care what's not ideal. Either you can do it or you can't do it.
It's golf. Move stuff.
Yes.
Make stuff move, because if you don't, one day you'll die and you won't have played as many rounds of golf as you could have.
How important is that christening?
Exactly. Will the baby know that you're there?
No.
No.
Won't remember.
Does that marriage really matter? Are you a witness? No.
No, you're a vicar.
No, you should probably be there.
I've got a wedding. I'm going to tell you this because I don't think the person's wedding listens to this podcast.
Again, this is the great thing about knowing this is just our golf gang. This is the gimme gang.
Gimme gang.
We can tell you secrets about our extra golf life, right? We can confide here.
Mm. So Em's mum and dad are now both retired. And they've gone away to Portugal for 6 weeks.
Hell.
Right? 6 weeks in Portugal.
King hell's bells.
Right.
And I bet that's like 20 degree golf weather right now.
And we've been invited out on a weekend. And
when you say we, you mean you and me, yeah?
Not as
you
in
me,
and sorry. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I got an email from Emsworth Dad saying, does the Golf is Ruining My Life podcast want to come out? I was like, of course we do. But it's the same weekend that I'm at a wedding. And it means that I can't go out that weekend. I can only go out a different weekend. And on the different weekend, Keith, who I'm out there with, Em's dad, isn't going to be there as much, so I'm not going to get as much golf in. I want to cancel my appearance at the wedding.
How big is the wedding?
It's not that big.
What tier are you at the wedding?
Full. I'm there for the whole day.
Okay, but no, come on. I mean, like, so I'm going to my nephew's wedding in June, and I reckon I'm tier C, tier D. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
What tier are you?
I am... If the tiers go from 1 to 5, 1 being top, I reckon I'm tier 4.
Oh, you can budget.
Can I ask them to move it?
Move it. So what I always like to do on those things, when I can't go to those things, I like to text and say, listen, I can't make it, but you guys should go ahead anyway.
Yeah, and that's funny.
I've used that gag on way too many occasions. Anyway, look, we are here.
Emails.
We haven't actually got long because I've got to go and have a meeting in about 18 minutes, but I'm probably going to be late for that because golf takes priority. It's a tier D meeting.
Yeah,
Tom.
Move the meeting. Yeah. So we're just going to go through the inbox. And this, you know, there'll be lots of conversations that sprout from this. James Morey. Hello, James. Mm-hmm. Hi, Toms. Hope you're well.
Hi, James.
I have bought my brother some tickets for his birthday to the BMW PGA at Wentworth.
Oh, yes.
On Wednesday in September. Is that the Celebrity Pro-Am Day? It might be, you know. The Wednesday might be the Celebrity Pro-Am Day.
Yeah, it probably is. And that's another one of those things that I'm just beyond desperate to do.
Guys, we are so available.
Oh. Can you imagine? I'd be really funny. Mm. You know, I wouldn't even charge an appearance fee. That's a lot.
Would
for
you
me.
Pay them?
I'd pay them a lot.
Yeah, pay them. We're going on the Wednesday in September. We are both huge golf fans and have played for years together, but never actually been and watched it live.
Oh, first time live watchers.
Yay.
Oh, brilliant.
It looks like a fun day out with food and many beers. But my question is, what should we expect? I know Tom has played at Wentworth. Hello. But have you or any listeners been to the event before? And could you give any tips or insight of what to expect? Thanks in advance. James, at this point, over to Price, because you've been to more live golf than I have.
I've been to that one. I've been to Wentworth years and years ago. I actually got a ticket because we went to watch the Ryder Cup when it got rained off. And their consolation prize, their compensation, was a free ticket to Wentworth.
You didn't get to see any Ryder Cup?
I did. I saw Lee Westwood hit one of the first tee shots at the Ryder Cup, and then it got rained off that day. No. It was a dark, dark time.
That's
quite
awful.
Literally, very dark. So what I would say then, James, is it's logistically tricky. I seem to remember quite a long walk afterwards to some sort of shuttle bus. They may have improved that since then.
Everyone says that the walk is annoying.
Yeah, the walk is annoying. I would say that the things to be ready for are snacks. You're going to need more snacks than you can possibly imagine. Take water, take fluids, because everything there is so overpriced, it's ridiculous.
Pace your booze in, lads.
Oh, yeah, massively pace your booze
in. Pace your booze
in. But also, don't overplan it.
Yeah, I think that's good, yeah.
Don't be the guy who goes, right, come on, get to the 12th now, because Rory's just getting over there now. Take it as it comes, because you are going to see... I would say you very quickly realise that, yeah, there is a thrill to seeing Jon Rahm or to seeing Rory. But actually just watching any of those guys is incredible. Watching the flight of the ball. The first thing you're going to notice, the first thing you're going to say is, it goes high, doesn't it?
Yeah, God, that's good, isn't it?
It's really high, but they've not skied it, but it's gone high.
And the noise. And the.
And it's like it goes, and suddenly it gets on some sort of weird escalator and just goes shooting up, and then it just drops down really gently. So the pleasure will be in watching those shots and the noise of those shots and just watching any of them. Don't go chasing the big names.
Well, that's what when we went to the Open, thank you, Cobra Puma.
Lovely guys.
On the Thursday of last year, we didn't plan anything. we just went around here, there and everywhere. And if you remember rightly, we camped at one of the par fives and ended up watching Rory come through. We saw loads of amazing golfers just by finding a little spot down the middle of the fairway, camping out. The weather was lovely, if you remember rightly. And we saw loads of people. So I concur, don't go chasing.
Can I also ask you to be the guy who was watching Matsuyama tee off on 18 when Matsuyama won the Genesis the other day? And the 18th tee, is the crowd are very close at the Genesis.
They're
right on there. And there was a wall of, I would probably say, 50 people. And it was literally phones. Every single, great advert for the iPhone. You could just see it was all iPhones, right? And there was one guy just stood there without his phone, just watching it happen. Now, the temptation to film at golfing events is massive.
It's huge. You make that mistake. I did it.
Of course I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Here's my question to you, Tombo. Have you watched the footage back?
The only footage I've ever watched back from a golf event I filmed at was when I filmed Patrick Reed.
Patrick can't play after last Sunday. You're welcome, guys. Use that. You can have that. It's free of charge.
Zinger. I watched Patrick Reed.
Ugh. Oh, yes.
Duck hook his iron into a bush. And that video I've watched back so many times.
Yeah, but that was however many years of filming stuff, that was the only framed moment. So don't film too much, because also, like, if someone says, oh, Rory Swing does this, I don't say, oh, I'll just go and look at my footage of Rory Swing. I use the thing called YouTube.
Yeah,
so that's my other advice to you, James. Don't be the guy who films everything. Enjoy it in the moment. Put your phone away and just... Yeah, it's really special. I love watching live golf.
Can I say something before I forget? Very good moment at the Genesis a few days ago when, after someone's tee shot, just as the camera was still on the backswing, someone shouted, "It's a Rick Shields special!" And this is such a long shot. But if anyone ever finds themselves at a golf event, please can we have a shout of, "Golf's ruined in my life!"
Oh my God.
I would love that.
I mean, you know what? It would be me.
If you do that,
right, and you can prove it was you, you are going to come on this show for a half hour special.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you £100 sterling.
Yes, me too.
Yep. That's £200 you'd make.
Yes. Yes. But yeah, hang on. You have to say, "Golf is ruining my life" on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram.
The podcast. Give them a follow. Why have they cut away? I think golf is ruining my life.
Oh, I love that. James, enjoy that and feel free to shout, "Golf is ruining my life," and earn some money. That we'd get in trouble with the authorities for doing that.
Wouldn't I don't we? Care.
For encouraging that.
Next email.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'm going to go to this one from Ludwig Hammarstrom. Hi, Ludwig. Hello, Tom. It's to me. So I've just started listening and I'm really enjoying it. That joke is never not funny.
Thanks, Ludwig.
I've just started listening and I'm really enjoying it. Do you have any advice for a 30-plus handicapper who just started last year? Your podcast has been my saviour since here in Sweden, the golfing season's pretty short. Cheers. Oh, I bet it is, Ludwig.
Is it? Yeah, because the days are shorter. Famously colder
and darker and snowier.
No litter. Zero litter.
And much better social care. So, do you know what I mean? Ultimately, who's the winner here, Ludwig?
That's the sort of trade-off, isn't it? America, no social care, great golf. Sweden, social care, no golf.
Yeah. I know which I would rather do.
Exactly.
It's America. No, obviously that's not true. God, we were dangerously close to getting into politics there.
We were.
Do that, Tom.
Tips for 30 handicapper
30
is the question.
Handicapper, that plus is doing a lot for me.
Yeah. Plus nine or plus two? Move. My advice would be very simple. And my God, did the people on TikTok disagree with this advice. Mm-hmm. But I think the advice is really simple. And I will be very clear with my wording here, not to annoy anyone. Slow down the backswing.
Yeah.
Don't slow down the through swing. Mm-hmm. Slow down the backswing. Work on ball striking, and I think the rest will come.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's very good advice. I think get lessons with a pro who you like. Don't think I can work this out myself. Get a really good pro to give you a lot of lessons. Book in a series of between 6 and 12 lessons. Mm-hmm. And don't go out and do a card every time. Don't go out there and make the mistake of going, right, that's 8, okay, right, that's 9, okay. Just be really easy and patient on yourself, because it'll come. And suddenly you're going to be like, oh, I've parred that. Oh, hang on, I've just parred 2 or 3 in a row. It will come.
Yeah.
So I would say, I think a lot of people, the scorecard can be a real burden to a new golfer, because you expect too much and it makes you, it's too, way too much pressure. Yes. Way too much pressure.
But do you think, this is the advice that I give to a lot of my friends, although the scorecard can be a burden, I think it's really helpful to have every now and again just to know where you're at.
Okay, because
so many new golfers will just have no idea.
Well, in that case, do the scorecard, but just be absolutely detached from it. Just write it down and don't care and don't be like, look, try and keep the moment where you lose your rag as far away as possible. That's the main thing, because this is what I've been saying to my kids. The more you manage that sort of, oh, for goodness sake, what am I doing? The more you can keep that at bay, the quicker you're going to get to a place where you're really starting to get some good scores.
Yeah. And your kids is what you call your inner demon, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I've been telling my kids not to get as angry anymore. By kids, I mean myself.
By my kids, I mean my golf clubs. they're my favourites. Yeah, but listen, Ludwig, good luck with it. And let us know how your Sweden season goes. And maybe we've got our email, thetoms@golfersreallymylife.co.uk. Chuck us a few photos. We'd like to see some Swedish golfers.
I'd love
golf
that.
Golf is huge in Sweden.
Is it?
Yeah, do you not remember this?
No.
We were looking at the numbers of where the big listenerships happen for golf. Obviously America.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sweden, bizarrely, has a massive spike.
Mm.
And I guess it must be even bigger because there's so much frustrated potential.
Use their outlet is content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ludwig, remember as well, golf is a game of feel. So practice.
Yeah.
And it will come.
Yeah, it will. Good luck with it, Ludwig. Ludwig.
Oh, did you do a Swedish bit of accent work there?
No, I was trying to say the word Ludwig.
I'm going to read the next email and we'll go to ads before we give an answer.
Okay, good.
Remember, if you want to, we're going to do loads of these email specials now because we're getting so many emails. thetoms@golfisruiningmylife.co.uk. Connor. Hello, lads. Absolutely love the pod. I'd 100% sign up to a patron if it becomes a thing. Good to know. We're working on it. Things are happening in the background.
Noted.
Questions for you both. If you had to choose one, what would you rather? Never three-putt, always hit the green from 150 yards in, always hit your drive in the middle of the fairway. Oof. Had this debate with a mate before, and I was very much on the side of never three-putting. Cheers, Connor.
Okay.
What to be able to, I'll just run through this again. Never three, but always hit the green from 150 yards in. Always hit your drive in the middle of the fairway.
Okay. I think I know, but I'm going to have a think during the ads.
Adverts. So just to remind you once more, never three, but always hit the green from 150 yards in or always hit your drive in the middle of the fairway. Price.
I think that, bearing in mind, I'm quite a good putter and I'm pretty good from 150 yards. The thing I am definitely weakest at is my driving. So I think to the joy of finding yourself in a lovely spot in the fairway every time would just be wonderful. And then I think I could live with occasional failure and occasional hiccups. But the frustration of being bad off the tee, I find so... It's the very chronology of it. It's the beginning of every hole. It's the start of every hole. I know everyone's like drive for show, putt for dough. And putting is important and so is a short game. But driving psychologically sets you up. It's the starting pistol. And when you hit a bad drive and you've got a good score and you go straight in some ditch and you think, well, I cannot get a par from here. I cannot get a five from here. This is definitely... It's just so despairing. So the long answer to that is drive in the middle of the fairway, please.
And that is 100% the right answer.
And what's your answer? The same?
I would enjoy golf so much more if every single time I hit a tee shot, I knew I would be in the middle of the fairway and I'd have a half-decent chance after that point. It'd make golf so much more relaxing.
I played for foursomes last year and my partner, Amos, so it's every other shot, right?
Yeah.
He is incredible off the tee. 3 words, 230 every time. Every time, like the rounds that we won, he hit every single one of his fairways.
What a stat that is!
And it just made me, I just loved the day. And every time I was like, I've got a 7-iron in here, I've got an 8-iron in.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous. And even if it goes wrong, you're like, I still had the chance.
Still
had the chance. It's the fact that when you hit a weak drive, you're not giving yourself the chance.
I'd like to think as well, from the middle of the fairway, you are less likely to go OB. You're less likely to go in water. Yeah. You're less likely to lose balls.
Here's the thing. And I remember you doing this as you started to improve.
Here we go, listeners. Is it a compliment or is it not?
It is a compliment, but it's a general observation of a stage you go through as you get better. You start to hit good drives and it's the blow up when people are not used to being in position A1. I really have clear memories of watching you do that. Going, oh my God. Say on the sixth at Muswell Hill, you could hit a good 5-iron and you're on a par 5 in 2 here, Tom. You know what I mean?
You put it in the water directly in front of me.
And you skim it in the water.
Yeah.
I find that really, really interesting watching people hit a good drive finally, and they always screw up the shot that hasn't been troubling them all day.
Yeah. It's because it's the excitement of, it's happening, it's working, yeah. This is a birdie. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Water.
And how do you manage that excitement? It's the
go
hunger
quiet.
For
we
it,
know. We know. Know. I go quiet.
But the, what I mean is, how do you make sure you hit the good shot? I think you have to have a real sort of, again, pressure. Don't think, oh my God, I've finally done it. This is my only chance. This is the dream I'm going to be on in two. Just think, oh, I've done it. I've got here, and eventually I'll be doing this regularly. I get, you know what I mean. You have to feel like you're on a pathway to being to doing this regularly, even though it's a one-off.
I think the key for on in two when you're at that stage is so let's look at that hole exactly. So you drive down the middle. It's a par five. It's a very, very short par five. You drive down the middle. You do have probably a 150 yards uphill from that point.
Yeah, so it's like I'd say it's a five or six iron.
Yeah, so. The mistake I would always make is I'd go 150 yards, okay, 7 iron, and then I go, but I got to get after it a bit. I got to pump this a little bit, guaranteed to go wrong. You're always better taking one or two clubs less than you want at that stage, yeah, and go, easy swing, baby. Well, I don't need to go after the yards.
Yeah, I had that's a really good point. I had that great round with half a set of clubs because I was hitting a 6 iron shot with an easy five.
Yeah.
Absolutely stiffing it. So I would say, I've even forgotten the question. This was about...
Would you rather be no three putting, 150 yards in on the green, or
drives, please, drives.
Jamie Fleming, thank you for your email.
Okay. Now, Jamie Fleming, by the way, I'm really sorry, I'm running out of time, Tom. I've got to go in about 5 minutes. Okay.
Should I do some emails without you?
I mean,
I don't want to do that.
I'd feel uncomfortable with that. But then at the same time, I'd like to listen to an episode of Golf Is Ruining My Life
without me. God, I hate my own voice.
Great. Can I just say I listened to an app the other day? I always listen to a podcast when I make the beds. That's my job. I make the beds.
Yeah.
And put the Alexa on, chuck a podcast on. I listened to one of these the other day. It was quite good.
Is it all right?
I really enjoyed it. Okay, so.
As if you've got to go and do other things now.
I know, I've got to go and do an Instagram video for Magic FM. Welcome to my life. Jamie Fleming's email is absolutely outstanding, right? The title is The Ideal Golf Trip Format. Tom, as I write the text message to my colleague saying, I'll be 5 minutes, guys.
I'll read the email.
Take us into it.
Hi, Toms. I've just recently discovered the podcast and have been listening to it non-stop since. Yes, Jamie. I've enjoyed your chats about the best golf trip formats and couldn't resist sharing my own. I took up golf during lockdown and have become as addicted as everyone else, and particularly love the Ryder Cup format, don't we all? For the past 3 years, I've run a Lynx Ryder Cup event, which our group feels has the right mix of fun and competition, especially with such a mix of abilities in our group. It would be good to get your thoughts on it, especially the par 3 Ultra Shot Challenge.
The par 3 Ultra Shot Challenge.
The tale as old as time. We are looking to expand the event to 2024 players next year. So if you want a spot, what an honour. P.S. Yes. Tom, you're my favourite, all the best, Jamie Fleming. And he has attached a PDF.
And how long is the PDF? Let me tell you, 10 pages.
It's so good.
Page one, it's called the Lynx Ryder Cup, established 2022. He's used the artwork from the Ryder Cup. We won't get in touch with the copyright lawyers. And there is a picture of 12 of you, all dressed magnificently. One guy is wearing some sort of cat riding on the back of a great white shark with a rainbow tongue coming out of his mouth. Everyone's dressed up appallingly brilliantly. It is just a work of art, this PDF. And this shows you, Tom, that the greatest thing about golf is the anticipation and the planning.
And the prep and the thoughts and the shower thoughts and drifting off at night thinking about what's to come. The PDF is incredible.
I just don't know where to begin going through this. So the first page, date, 30th of March. Activity, arrive at the lodge, time 11. There's a postcode right there, just in case you want that. It's the ultimate call sheet. It's the ultimate call sheet.
And the best thing about the call sheet is you're dealing with blokes who won't retain any information, so you've provided everything for them.
Yeah.
Like a superb PA.
Any questions? Look at the call sheet,
mate.
Don't bother me, look at the call sheet. It's got all the rooms along the bottom. Who's sharing a room with Neil in room 6? You're with Chris, mate. What's that, Steve? Are you with Jordan in room 2? Isn't that outstanding?
So good.
It's also very useful when you get absolutely sharted. I don't know which room I'm in.
Call sheet.
I'm with Ben. Scott, come in. It's brilliant.
I'm conscious of us bouncing to another email and we're not going to clear our inbox, which was the whole point of this podcast.
We're going to do another one of these specials. That's fine.
Connor Davis. Hi, Toms. I saw your content on TikTok and decided to take a listen. However, my OCD mind forces me to listen in order, the full back catalogue. So I'm back from the start, currently on episode 15.
Huh. But that means by the time he gets to this...
Yeah, we'll have quit our jobs.
will be full time. No, but by the time he gets to hear this email, he'll be like, oh, yeah, I sent that email a year ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean?
If he's listening from the start, you've got ages, Tom.
Imagine if he's going through it and then, you know, he's still halfway through the podcast series, but he checks on Sky Sports. And there we go. God, they get successful by the end.
Spoilers.
You're listening back from the start. I just wanted to say this is by far the best, most relatable golf pod I've ever listened to. And I think you're both brilliant.
Connor, stop it and look at the exclamation marks.
So many. Oh. I need to play golf with you both for sure. For sure, Connor. We're thinking about doing something like that. More details soon.
Yeah.
I will write again when I reach the latest ep. Fellow human whose life has been taken over and ruined by golf.
That's just
Connor.
Lovely. That's really nice. Thank you very much, Connor. And we've had a few of these now and it is... I love validation. What can I say? My father didn't love me enough. These emails are lovely. Thank you. And it means a lot because actually all we're doing is talking about this thing that we're obsessed with. And the idea that you're enjoying it is it has actual meaning. I love that.
Totally.
It's brilliant.
The big thing about the big difference between this show, if you have listened from the start, is when we first started doing this show, we were throwing episodes into the ether and we would go, you know, it was okay. It was fine. Mm. Whereas over the last 6 months, this podcast has taken a life force of itself.
Yeah.
And the amount of emails we get and TikTok views and messages and stuff, like, we really feel like we've built a community of hackers who love this sport. Who
the gimme gang.
It's the gimme gang. This means as much to you as it does to us. And we all love the sport and we all love going down to the local club and playing and trying to get better desperately.
Yeah.
We're all the same here.
I heard a really interesting thing the other day. Someone was talking about a golf course they nearly joined, very near our golf course, Tom, and they said famously for this golf course, famous North London golf course, rhymes with Byblate. And apparently the clubhouse is always empty. Apparently everyone goes up, plays, has their round, and no one hangs out in the clubhouse. And I thought, but then what is the point? The whole point of this, and that's, I feel like what we're doing here is we're making a little clubhouse in the cloud. That's what this show is.
A clubhouse in the cloud.
Where you can just sit and listen. But it's not about you just listening to us. We really want you to get in touch with us and tell us what you're up to, because that is what's going to drive this.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really, really important. And we will do more of these, because also, Tom, the Jamie Fleming email, the golf format, right? Mm. That is a whole episode in itself.
Totally.
In fact, do you know what? Why don't we do that on the next proper episode next week? Because... why don't we do that on the next proper episode next week? Because I feel there is so much in Jamie's format.
Yes, agreed.
So we should look at that. Jamie, thank you for that. Our email address is thetoms@golfisruiningmylife.co.uk. Any chat, any stories, whatever, any questions, keep them coming and then we'll do another email special when we can.
Final one and we're clear. Hi, guys. Just found the podcast and I'm enjoying working my way through the beginning. Love listening to you talk about the inconsistency of golf and the second golfer. That really hit home with a lot of people, the second golfer theory. The idea that your second shot... when you've balls at the first is always way better.
And you hate it as well. That is the most annoying good shot in golf, when you hit a perfect shot second time.
It's a killer.
It's so annoying.
I've just sent you a friend request on my IG. We still use that. Big love, Sam Ford. Thank you, Sam.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much, Sam.
So yeah, keep your emails coming in. thetoms@golfisruiningmylife.co.uk. Ask us questions, give us your stories, any golf chat. If we keep getting as many as we are at the moment, we can keep doing maybe two episodes a week where we just do listener emails and have a bit of a chat and a catch up with what's going on. You need to go and do Magic FM, don't you?
I'm literally getting messages now saying, guys, we're meeting on the second floor. Has anyone got any chocolate? This involves chocolate.
Oh, it's a hard life for price, isn't it?
But also, like, as ever when I do this show, I just want to sit and talk about golf with Tom. I don't really want
to. And also, if you do follow us on TikTok, we're doing more TikTok lives. So we're going to do something on a driving range soon where you can probably shout at us and ask us to hit shots and go, Tom, can you hit a 5-iron draw? And I'll proceed to hit a 5-iron duck hook.
Yeah. Keep an eye on our TikTok. So if you don't follow us, Golf Is Ruining My Life on TikTok, and you can watch us. It's going to be a bit like sort of Babe Station, but golf then, really, isn't it? You probably don't even know what Babe Station is.
What's Babe Station?
Babe Station was the first, I can't believe, instead of filming for my job upstairs, I'm now describing Babe Station in a basement to Tom Green. It was ladies on a bed live on TV.
Oh yeah, we're golf Babe Station.
We'll be on TikTok doing golf Babe Station, and we'll be talking about, well, yeah, I like the idea of people just messaging us saying, go on, do a duck hook.
Yeah. Hit it for me.
Real hard. Do you mind taking your shoes off, Tom? Stop it. Block him.
We'll see you next Monday for a proper episode of Golf Is Ruining My Life.
Thanks, bye.
Listener special.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.